What a story. We were here yesterday in Paris as Lance finished his seventh tour, and this morning, just moments ago, we got to sit down and have a real chat with this amazing champion, and we asked him, what are you ready for next?
I'm ready for a vacation. I'm ready. I'm incredibly excited that my kids are here, and my family's here, that Cheryl's here, and now starts a whole new chapter in life.
I was trying to read your face as you crossed the finish line yesterday.
That's a tough one to read. After 3 weeks, and especially 3 weeks that end that way, because the Champs-Élysées is a hard circuit. It's not easy, so you just want to get done. You don't want to crash. You want to have no
problems. Which you almost did.
Which you almost did, yeah, because a city like this with rain is disaster.
What is it like to know what you mean to people?
If you consider the size and the scope of the illness, not just the people diagnosed, not just the people who have survived, but the people that it has touched. Because, you know, when you have basically 250 million people realizing what's going on and realizing that your story somewhat reflects theirs, that's powerful stuff. You know, nobody else, none of the other 180 guys that started 3 weeks ago had that advantage. So perhaps that's part of the secret.
Somebody said, if you have people pulling with you,
right,
that makes you
right.
stronger.
The urologist, Dr. Jim Reeves, who was the man who diagnosed me.
Yeah.
You know, because in the beginning, I kept anybody that would listen, doctors, nurses. I said, "Am I going to get better? Just tell me." Everybody wants to know that they're going to do well, they're going to survive, they're going to be cured, they're going to move on in life. Let's look back on this awful illness as a blip on the radar screen. But he just said to me, look, I can't promise you you're going to live. I can't promise you you're going to get better. But what I can tell you is that you are being held in the hearts and minds and souls of so many people right now. And I know that makes a difference. And I thought, I'd never heard anything like that. I thought, wow, I like that.
Yesterday on the podium, you gave a short speech.
I'm sorry you can't dream big, and I'm sorry you don't believe in miracles. But this is one hell of a race. This is a great sporting event, and you should stand around and believe. You should believe in these athletes, and you should believe in these people.
In this sport, there is an entire state full of people that will say, it just can't happen. Not only, forget the illness, forget the comeback, forget the long odds. You just can't do the race without help. And that's a shame. But I suppose it was inevitable when you consider what the sport has been through the last 10 years. The guy that comes back the year after the biggest doping scandal in the history of sport. And, you know, lo and behold, he was a cancer survivor, and he not only won it once, but he broke the record and won it 7 times. I mean, I understand, but it's not right. And while you don't want to necessarily put the light on the negative aspect of it, I felt like I had to. And I felt like that was my last opportunity. I can't hold a press conference in a month and say, hey, you guys, you're bad guys. Shame on you for not dreaming. So that was my chance. And I just said, take a good look at this face because you're never going to see it again.
It seemed vintage Lance to me. Sort of true to your insides.
Yeah, because it has made me angry, of course. Nobody wants to hear that. If you're a singer, nobody wants to say, that's not you singing on the record. If you're a journalist, they don't want to say, you didn't write that story. Your sources are made up. Who are they? Nobody wants to be called like that.
What was it like to have your children up on the podium with you yesterday?
A dream. A dream. You know, I wanted to be there one final time in yellow. I wanted them to be there with me. I wanted them to understand that was what that meant for a sport and for a team and for me and for their dad. But I wanted them also to understand that that's the last time.